Blog Talk Radio.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
Say what?
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
What?
The Phoenix is rising. Is rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, is rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, is rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising, is rising.
Say what?
Greetings, everyone. A warrior of compassion reflections. We reflect reality back to you in the best way that we know how. We are working today in order to bring you news and to help you think about things a way we don't usually have a chance to consider them and think about them in this country. Even doing this is hard. After being beat down, censored, silenced, and betrayed, though, by many people, the voice of freedom still speaks out to all of us. So join us as we bring the truth to you on Word of Compassion Reflections, where we reflect on the current events of the day, not only from the progressive viewpoint, no, but from the humanitarian viewpoint. The only sad thing is that in our society, being human, religious, and being loving and kind is also seen as a weakness. For us, we're being called socialists or communists when we want to help poor people and help create a world of justice, equity, and compassion according to the Constitution. On Warrior of Compassion Reflection, we reflect on this dilemma and the twisting of words and phrases that thwart our democracy and stop us from being who most of us want to be. So we welcome you once again. We're always happy to be with you on this station after a little bit of a musical break. We'll discuss some current events of the day. Greetings today, everyone. This is an interesting day. It is Monday. There was a big trial going on with a person named Kyle Rittenhouse, who took it upon himself to pick up a AK-47 or an AR-15, I can't remember which it was, and to drive all the way from Illinois across country to stop a protest with Black Lives Matter people. And he ended up shooting and killing two people and wounding one. And then that night, he went out celebrating, or the next night, with the Proud Boys and other white supremacist groups, drinking beers and laughing and joking about it. He made bail. He didn't see one day in jail after murdering those people. A lot of the far-right groups paid a fortune on a GoFundMe account so he could run around free. And then they had the trial last week. The trial had a judge who was questionable. They only had 10 black, no, excuse me, 10 white jurors and one black one. The judge was pretty racist, it seemed. I may be incorrect. He wouldn't allow people to present all the evidence in court, especially the fact that this young man was going around and laughing and joking and drinking with white supremacists and was part of one of these white supremacist groups, which made the whole thing invalid. And today, they were supposed to announce the verdict of this sham trial, because we all knew it was a sham from the beginning when, out of all the jurors, only one black one was chosen, first of all. And then the judge said that the prosecutor could not talk about those people who were shot and killed at a peaceful protest as victims. The young man began to cry too when he was on the stand, so woeful about the things he had done. But someone sent a picture around social media where you could see him pause and cut his eyes over at the jury to see if what he was doing was working. This has become what justice is in the United States. It has become vile. It has become corrupt. We are really falling apart as a society, and I don't know what to do about it. Anybody who goes out in the streets or who protests or who says anything on alternative news media that is not far right and hateful is quickly shut down, stomped on, defunded and demonetized and sabotaged until they can be forced back in line. And this is what we call democracy in the American way. So what I'm basically saying is that we are in a very sad state right now. The only thing that's going to get us out of this state are people who walk in love and peace and contentment, working together in order to create a better world, even if it has to start with creating a better world at the bottom. We can't wait for those at the top. They seem to have lost interest in us. They don't care. They've broken the covenant that said that they will use the power that we give to them in order to redistribute the power and the wealth and create a whole society that is full of love and peace, where we don't have to struggle for food or struggle to find housing in a country where there are millions of vacation homes sitting empty and other homes just sitting and decaying, where there's abundance of food and money, but at the same time, people who are starving, people who have to try to fight just to get enough money to be able to work a 40-hour week and to live. It is a tragedy. But here we are, all in this together. When we begin to realize we're all in this together and we begin to work for the good of all people, things will change. But until then, I don't know that they will. There is a song by the Beatles called Let It Be. In one of the verses, it says, when all the people of the world, let me remember it. It says, when all the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they may see. There will be an answer, let it be. I'm afraid that that has not happened yet. And I am also afraid that it may never happen. Instead of all of the brokenhearted people living in the world agreeing, they're all striving, all fighting for each other, all piling into different identity groups based on their oppression and based on the pain and suffering that they have acquired because of their identity, working and fighting in bulwarks and forts against each other instead of knowing that coming together and defeating those prejudices and stereotypes and the hatred within their own hearts is the only thing that will allow them to work with people who can identify the suffering they've gone through instead of chasing them away, instead of getting caught in the old contest of who has been oppressed the most and who will oppress the most in the future. I'm afraid that if we don't drop all of that, we are never going to get anywhere. And I, for one, think that it is very difficult to do that. Sometimes I think it's totally impossible. But the thing is, now in most circles, you're not allowed to say that, are you? Everyone says that you have to be positive. All of the religious people say you have to be positive and live on hope. State government, you need hope. Don't put people down. Don't be negative. All the spiritual people. Oh, if you think that way, you'll make it bad. But if you think positively, it'll work. Everybody wants us to be positive while we're in the middle of a dark cloud and while everything is falling apart and while people want to do the one thing that is necessary in order to make this world a better place. I say this, I'm as positive as I need to be. But if all the people who need to change in order to shift themselves and this world don't do it, we're all doomed. But it's necessary to stop fighting against one's own self, to stop working hard to suppress the mammalian brain, the part of the brain that likes nurturance, the part of the brain that likes community, the part of the brain that prefers gentleness. In our society, we have learned to suppress it so much that we often forget that we even had it. We learn that competition is good and that the one who gets on the top deserves to have everything and dole it out the way they want to. So our shift, instead of working and living in a community that is healthy, becomes competition. Even the ones who don't have anything are still competing against each other with thoughts and ideas. It's all about trying to be better than the next person. I think that the problem is that we never learn that the objective is not to be better than the next person. It is to grow within ourselves, to expand our understandings, to broaden the mind, so that we are becoming better within ourselves every day as we learn new ideas and meet with new people, as we see new things, as we take in more reality. We are changing and we are growing, and if we are not blocking that out, trying to ignore it because it challenges us, we will grow towards maturity and perfection. But a lot of us don't do that. We want to cling to the way that we are right now, and we want to find the lifestyle that we've been told is good. We have a little map in our head of where we should go and how to get there, and most of our life is spent either trying to get to that place or being despondent, crashing and giving up because we are not able to do that. It doesn't consist of loving oneself. It doesn't consist of learning about the things that are around us, the things that we see and touch. It doesn't consist of learning more and more by reading or understanding the very nature of not only the psychology of the person, no, but what is behind that psychology. Sometimes it includes religion. Religiosity, doing the same practices and things over and over again, but it often doesn't touch into a deep form of spirituality that causes us to go so deep that there is a tearing of the fabric of the veil of our belief system, leading us into wholeness, completeness, and what is real. And I think when we do that, if we dare to tear that veil and enter into the real understanding that we are eternal beings, there is a shift that happens and a noticeable amount of freedom. We come free. This whole world of struggle and strife becomes a magic. It becomes a dance. This is the question I have for all of us. And when I say we, I mean we. I'm not just saying that to be inclusive. I realize that I, like everyone else, are part of one family. Question is, what do we really want? What do you really want? Think about it for a few moments. What is the type of world that you want? And why do you want it? When we figure that out and understand clearly why and what we want, we can either change what we want or why we want it. And to fulfill why we want it, we need not only take one path to fulfill whatever that is, we can take path A or B or C or D. There is an infinite number of paths to get to a goal. If we know why we want it and want to fulfill that why, it is time for us to begin to live a life based on wisdom and following that, we live a life of virtue. For virtue is simply just living in accord with what we know to be true. First, we have to decide what we know to be true. Because as long as we don't, we are like people wandering around in the dark, being told to go right or left, being told to grab one, being instructed like circus animals in order to learn to perform to suit the masters. And the ones who get good at performing, who can perform even before the masters tell them to, they are understood as the great ones. And the human family, they are too. They're given tons of resources as they begin to act out what they were taught and to force other people in line to become millionaires and billionaires and many successful people. The icons we're supposed to all look up to for greatness. But when you scratch the surface of that greatness, we find that the gold was nothing but gold-colored tin foil, and all that is within that golden figure is rotting, putrid flesh and manure. We find that we have been plowing a large amount of walking manure all of our lives, and we don't know what to do. I can say what to do. Stop following them right now and learn to cleanse your heart of all the lies of ignorance, and then follow your beautiful heart. Thanks for being here today for the show. I'm going to be talking about the things going on once again very soon. We'll at least have these podcasts ready by each Wednesday from 11 to 11:30. If you want to learn more about us, please go to www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. You'll find a link here. Or you can go to our donation page where you can donate to our group loan fund that will help us be able to give people massage, relax energy, life coaching, many things at a discount price so that everyone can receive it. Everyone can receive their freedom. Check all of the links in this description. You will find a path that leads you to truth, justice, and the real American way. Not what we've been being fed for the last 40 or 50 years, but the real American way. Namaste, folks. The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. What? The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
Rising, rising, the phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising.
Say
what? It's rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising.
Say what?